Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, November 2nd, 2021. I'm Jen Cutter. The National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration said Tesla voluntarily recalled 11,704 vehicles after identifying a software error that could cause a false forward collision warning or unexpected activation of the automatic emergency brake system. All of the affected vehicles had early access to the company's full self-driving beta. Tesla said it was not aware of any crashes or injuries as a result of the software error. Yahoo ended its presence in China, saying its decision was due to an increasingly challenging business and legal environment in the country. Chinese Yahoo users now get a message saying its sites are no longer accessible. In a statement, the company says, "Yahoo remains committed to the rights of our users and a free and open internet. We thank our users for their support. Yahoo services remain unaffected outside of the country." According to an internal memo obtained by Reuters, TikTok CEO Shou Zi Chew will step down as ByteDance's chief financial officer to focus on running TikTok full-time. The internal memo from ByteDance co-founder Liang Rubo also outlined the creation of 6 business units as part of a major reshuffle. The units include TikTok, Douyin, a work collaboration unit Lark, a business services unit Byte Plus, gaming unit Newverse, and education tech unit DALI Education. Internal documents included in SEC disclosures by whistleblower Francis Haugen show Facebook actively hiring employees to build products targeting children as young as 6. The document cites the FTC's current regulations around online services directed to children under 13 years old, called the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, or COPPA, but not how the company would navigate the restrictions. In September, head of Instagram Adam Mosseri announced pausing the development of a kids' version of Instagram. The Ministry of Information and Social Development of the Republic of Kazakhstan reached an agreement with Facebook's parent company Meta to give the Kazakhstan government access to Facebook's content reporting system. The agreement allows the government to report any content violating local content laws. Facebook is training ministry specialists on the content reporting system, the company's content policy, and community standards. Instagram added a new sticker feature for stories called Add Yours. In a tweet, the company said, "With custom prompts and public responses, you can share the sticker and see who responds to it in their own stories." Using this feature creates a chain similar to a Twitter thread, since users can view all content added by other users to a sticker. This latest feature follows the wider rollout of the Link sticker last week. Zoom announced it's piloting showing ads to free tier users. Ads will appear on the browser page all users see at the end of a call, and only if the meeting they joined was created by another free basic tier user. Zoom's chief marketing officer, Janine Pelosi, states the ads help the company support investment and continue providing free basic users with access to our robust platform. Ads have rolled out to certain countries, but specific countries were not provided. Amazon announced TikTok is now available on Amazon Fire TVs in the US and Canada, and coming soon to Echo Show devices. Users can log in with their existing accounts or create new ones. And the Fire TV version of TikTok will autoplay videos, no manual scrolling required. According to Bloomberg, the American online real estate marketplace Zillow is looking to offload approximately 7,000 homes it purchased, worth $2.8 billion. In October, the company told investors about the pause on buying houses, citing construction, renovation, and labor shortages. The homes may be sold at a loss, and Bloomberg reports the sales are targeted at institutional investors rather than individual home buyers. A pilot program in the Netherlands will see Tesla open up its supercharger network to non-Tesla vehicles for the first time. The pilot will operate at 10 supercharger stations, and users will need to download the Tesla app and create an account. EVs must use a CCS standard connection and will incur additional fees, including those associated with charging a large number of different cars and to make the location suitable for cars from other brands. Apple announced the Beats Fit Pro wireless earbuds with an IPX4 rating and added Fit Wing for better stability. Inside is Apple's H1 chip with hands-free Siri access, Find My Network support, adaptive EQ, spatial audio with head tracking, and active noise cancellation. Battery life is 6 hours with ANC, plus 21 hours from the charging case. Pre-orders are open now for $200, shipping November 5th. And Nikkei sources learn Nintendo will make 20% fewer Switch consoles due to the global chip shortage. Fiscal 2021 production was revised down to 24 million units. Nintendo President Shuntaro Furukawa had said uncertainty remained over production while demand was still strong. More than 89 million Switches have been sold since 2017. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.